underlying tone has been there's going to be some shenanigans, we'll call it. My question that I have for you, what does it look like if shenanigans happen again 4 years after we saw the vote Viagra? I don't think either side is going to say wake up on the 6th, even though we know it's not going to be confirmed on the 6th. What does it look like after that? I can't imagine liberals.
Let me kind of respond to all of this, but the last question, I don't want to be a broken record. I don't want to be redundant. I basically answered that question yesterday. And so just to put it short and sweet, this isn't a situation where I can easily see the future. Like in 2020, where I said, if they steal it from Trump, there's going to be a million people in D.C. I don't know what happens, because this is beyond this audience. This is beyond me. It'll be so big. It'll be so obvious that nobody will believe it. It won't be at the time of the election. It won't be 10% of Trump voters. And then at the time of the inauguration, maybe 15% of Trump voters. There's still the majority of people would be called a conspiracy theorist. Now it's like 50%. If they pull it again, it'll be 50% election night. It'll be 75% by the inauguration. So I don't know. I don't know what that looks like. It's out of our hands now. It's beyond us now. It's bigger than us now. So I don't know. And I predict that they probably will. I think it's all going to come down to Georgia, quite frankly. And, you know, I think Trump would win New Jersey, actually. But I don't know. I don't really know how the things work. The Democrats have owned it for so long, run it for so long. I don't know. I think they would win. I think Trump should win New Jersey, but who knows what goes on in there. We have a good idea of what goes on in Pennsylvania. They have 10-to-1 poll watchers for Democrats. They have millions of mail-in ballots, as many as they need to get the Democrat to win, and they'll stuff them in Philadelphia, as many as they need, and they'll probably take Pennsylvania. So I'll see what happens. I mean, I've seen this call. I've called this from day one. And I thought it was a fool's errand to spend all this time and all this money in Pennsylvania when you've done nothing in the courts to win. You should have been focused on Nevada. You should have been focused on the courts in Georgia and Arizona. You had successes in North Carolina and Virginia. You lost in Pennsylvania. You lost in Michigan. You lost in Wisconsin. And we spent so much time, money, and effort in Pennsylvania. But, hey, maybe it's a good thing. Maybe that'll get people even more focused and to tell the truth on what's going on there. But let me address what you kind of started with. That's the biggest problem that the Harris campaign has. And that's why they're panicked right now. They don't have voter enthusiasm. Sure, you've got Democrat voters. You've got loyal Democrat voters. You've got liberals that hate Trump still. The only voter enthusiasm that you have right now is abortion lovers. That's it. Young women, liberal women that love abortion. That is the only enthusiasm you have on the Democrat side of the aisle. You don't have the enthusiasm. So the truth is, voter turnout on Election Day is going to be bad for Democrats. It's not going to be good. Voter enthusiasm for Trump is at an all-time high. More than 2016, maybe. Definitely more than 2020. So Election Day will be big for Trump. But again, it's like, it goes back to your final question. Then what are people going to do when Trump loses Pennsylvania? Is anybody going to believe it? Is anybody going to believe that that's the case? What about when he loses Georgia, potentially? Will anybody believe that? I mean, are we going to see the exact same script that we saw? Pennsylvania, to me, it's a done deal. Georgia, I originally thought would go red. Then they changed some of the laws with 2 weeks before the election, and now I'm thinking it's a toss-up. Early numbers look good for Nevada. They cleared the voter rolls. So now, originally, I thought it was going to hinge on Nevada. Things look good for Trump in Nevada. Now I think it's going to hinge on Georgia. So, again, to answer your question, 2020 was easily predictable. 2020, because it was kind of in our realm, it was in our spectrum. So it was kind of like easily predictable. Now it's beyond InfoWars. It's beyond my audience. It's beyond the most ardent Trump supporters. It's huge now. It's bigger than just this fear. So I don't know what happens. I don't know. I would imagine that, let me put it like this. Let me try to give you a deep analysis, actually. The mainstream media will tell you Biden won. There might be some lone voices on Fox News that dare question the election. Maybe. There might be a couple of voices on Fox News that might question the results. Maybe. other than that, mainstream media is going to tell you the Democrats won. Should Harris beat Trump? The alternative media, the independent media, specifically the Trump supporting media, nobody will believe he lost. Nobody. There won't be a single person. Just you won't see it anywhere. Nobody will report that it was legitimate. And then I would say probably 75% of Trump voters. So, I mean, at least 30, 40 million people probably won't believe he lost either. So I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what that looks like in as far as a response is concerned. Now, just to quickly show you the other side of that coin, Trump wins. They've already said they're not going to certify. Okay, so now you're going to also, and this ties into Trump wins or loses, you're likely going to have a political battle in Congress either way. You're going to have a political battle in Congress either way. There will be members of Congress that will come out and say the election was rigged. Definitely more than there were in 2020. But on the other side, it'll go both ways. The Democrats will say it was rigged. The Democrats will say Trump is illegitimate. And they'll put forth a fight to not certify and just refuse to certify. So those are all your potentials right there. This is not going to be a clean, though. This is not going to be a clean victory. If Trump wins, there's going to be obstacles. Trump loses, there's unpredictables. So that's just full, deep spectrum, full coverage of your questions there, Kyle. But yeah, absolutely. The voter enthusiasm isn't there for Harris. And I guess even you in New Jersey, I mean, everybody's expecting shenanigans or witnessing shenanigans. And so we'll see. We'll see. I think if it's a fair election, one eligible voter, one vote, Trump gets 343 Electoral College votes. But I don't see that being the case. All right, let's go to Rick in Louisiana. Rick, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, how's it going, Owen? It's good to talk with you.
Thank you.
I wanted to bring up something that's going on right now in throughout the country. It's in reference to Howard University's Alpha Kappa Alpha sorority. They call it Chucks and Pearls. And a lot of the black community is wearing the Converse and the pearl necklaces to support Kamala Harris. And it happened whenever she was in the running for VP also. And anyway, I didn't know if you've heard of it before.
No, I mean, that. Like I said, that's the only demographic where there's any enthusiasm for Kamala Harris. It's young women. It's abortion lovers. That's it.
Yes, but it was a big deal back whenever she was VP and on election day, inauguration day and all that, they wore the Chucks and Pearls. And I asked a friend, black girl, and what was the meaning of it? And she said, it's a black thing you wouldn't understand.
Nah.
Kind of like Spike Lee to go along with what he was saying.
It's a black thing. Okay.
That they keep on pressing the issue of being separate and segregated instead of, you know, being American. You know, it's not about her skin color. That's not why I would vote or not vote for her.
Oh, but it is. Oh, but no. See, it is for a Democrat. It is about her skin color. It is about her gender. See? Don't you see, Rick? All right, thank you for the call. All right, more calls, more news on the other side. Final segment coming up.
Most people that research supplements and that are into health know that Irish sea moss and its benefits are documented and incredible. Well, our sponsor, thealexjonesstore.com, happened to be able to get one of the top suppliers with the highest rated Irish sea moss to give them the authorization of private labeling. So now it's Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss, exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com. It is the ultimate superfood. The iodine, the trace minerals, the elements, the vitamins that are in this are incredible. They give you instant energy, instant focus, but as you take it for a few weeks, you feel the stamina, the libido, the mental clarity. It is a superfood. It is concentrated. So get Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss, exclusively discounted at thealexjonesstore.com. And listen to this. One bottle is 40% off. Three bottles is 55% off. And again, one bottle is 40%. Get yours today at thealexjonesstore.com. And I thank you for keeping us on the air.